A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced one of the country's most prominent women's rights activists to nearly 6 years in prison. Lujain Al-Hathloul is best known for campaigning for the right of Saudi women to drive. She was arrested in 2018, shortly before the Saudi government legalized driving for women. She was convicted on terrorism-related charges. During her time awaiting trial, Al-Hathloul's family says she was tortured and went on 2 hunger strikes to protest the conditions of her detainment. The family also says Lujain will file an appeal against the ruling. Her sister, Alia Al-Hathloul, joins us now from Brussels. Welcome.
Thank you.
So may I ask, how did your sister first react to the sentencing?
She was extremely disappointed and she was really crying a lot because she cannot bear the idea of being considered as a terrorist, because in all her life, what she asked for is justice, justice for women, justice for Saudi people in Saudi Arabia. So she's far from being a terrorist. That's why I think she is very courageous to do an appeal, because she believes that she needs to make sure that her innocence is proved.
What can you tell us about Lujain's health at this point? I know that she went on a 2-week hunger strike in October. How is she doing now?
Physically, she's still very weak. When you see her, you can tell she's not very healthy. However, she is very strong. She still has convictions and faith to go and to do another fight in order to prove that she is innocent.
Now, I do want to talk about this conviction. It comes under a broad anti-terrorism law in the country. Can you tell us more about what precisely was she found guilty of?
There are very broad charges. For example, saying that she's advocating in social media for women's right to drive. And one of the charges was because she was applying for a job at the United Nations, and many other charges related to her activism to advocate for women's rights. So how they considered those charges as a terrorist, it's really very hard to make the link. What we can understand is that, for example, they are targeting more the fact that she was in contact with NGOs like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, and also because she was in contact with diplomats, for example, the UK embassy and the representation of the European Union. And what is funny in the charges that they consider that those contacts are contacts with enemies, though UK and the European Union, they are one of the most important allies for Saudi Arabia.
Well, you tweeted that the judge suspended 2 years and 10 months from Lujain's sentencing. So in addition to the time that she has already served, she could theoretically be free in 2 months. But how likely is that, you think?
As I said, she is very courageous because she didn't accept this decision and she is doing an appeal against this decision. So it means that she's taking also a risk. I mean, if I were her, of course, I would accept the judgment and I say, okay, I see that Saudi authorities would like to get rid of this file. They would like just to open a new page and say, okay, she is released, she is convicted, and everyone is happy. But she didn't accept this cover-up. She wants to really to go till the end and make sure that she obtained her rights and she defends her innocence.
Okay. Well, you have been publicly calling for your sister's release, but you now live in Brussels. And another part of Lujain's sentence is that she will be banned from leaving Saudi Arabia for 5 years. I'm just wondering, how hopeful are you about reuniting with your sister anytime soon?
Travel ban in Saudi Arabia, it's becoming a very common policy. So many people are on travel ban, starting with my parents who are on travel ban since March 2018. So I haven't seen my parents for more than 3 years.
Wow.
I think first Lujain needs to be released. Then we try to find ways in order to reunite with my family, which is something I really, really hope. I look forward to it.
Alia Al-Hathloul is the sister of Lujain Al-Hathloul, a Saudi women's rights activist who has been sentenced to almost 6 years in prison. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. And Happy New Year. And I wish 2021 year of full of justice and a healthy year. Thank you.
Thank you.